This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, if you're with me on the radio, I talked about boredom. And sometimes this is a problem. What is it? Well, there's weariness, apathy, an unconcern that causes us to feel like doing nothing. And then you've got other words like flatness, feeling lethargic and dull. So to the bored person, the world is all shades of grey. And when you're bored, there's nothing to do because why? There's nothing to do that matters. And to the younger generation, I think there's one word that sort of highlights what boredom is, and that's the word whatever. Did you hear what I said to you? Oh yeah, whatever. I thought that was a great movie. Yeah, whatever. So this word whatever means, in essence, I don't even care enough to give you an answer. Well, the people that know about this talk about overstimulation. We live in a society that encourages us to believe that more is better. So if a little of anything is good, then more, well, it has to be better, hasn't it? If one drink is good, two is better, five is better still. So it said, if one pill helps, then surely three or five can knock you out. So we see this in relationships as people go from one person to another or moving up the ladder as people hop from one job to another, trying to find that perfect fit. And some people move, you know, geographically from one city to another, from one church to another. We make friends, we might keep them for a while, get to know them, and then we move on to someone else. Now, advertisers prey on this tendency because they urge us to buy more, buy something that's new and buy it now. So we get bombarded with images and sight and lights and noise. And why is it that the TV must always be in our homes? And, you know, why is it that we've got to have this noise thing in the background? Or we feel uncomfortable if there's quietness. I think if we're truthful, many of us belong to a TV-addicted generation. We don't want to be bored. We're overstimulated by TV, radio, music, movies, the internet, video games, all these things, so that we're hyped up all the time, wound up tight. And as a result, we easily get bored. And I think there's another reason or another explanation, that is under-commitment. I mean, some people say that often we live at 20% level of commitment, like the man who asked what he believed. And he said, well, I believe a little bit of everything. And we're like people in a cafeteria line. We might have a little bit of this and a little bit of that for our lunch, but not much of anything. And so we could be 20% committed to our marriage, 20% committed to our work, and 20% to our relationships, the same figure for our families, careers, church. And we end up being 20% committed to God. So no wonder we become frustrated or bored or restless. We're not committed enough to anything to actually find a good reason to get up out of bed in the morning. So underneath this, I think there's a bigger problem. Boredom comes from an excessive self-focus. I mean, bored people view the universe through their own perspective. The reason that you could be bored is that you've become a boring person. Well, you know, are you bored with yourself? The problem is not out there with somebody else. You need to look inside yourself. And interestingly enough, busy people are often very bored. You'd think that wouldn't be the case. But what they are doing is using their busyness to mark the inner emptiness. And I would go so far as to say it's a disease of the soul. It's a warning sign that God says, look, there is a disease in your heart that must be faced. And I think the Bible, in fact, I'm sure the Bible has some answers and we'll take it again tomorrow a bit further. We overcome boredom by doing whatever lies close at hand. And what I mean by that is there is a verse from Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 in the Old Testament says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your mind. And the Message translation, which has a more exciting version, whatever turns up, grab it and do it. And I think that's great because it emphasizes the unpredictable nature of life, no matter how well planned today might be. It emphasizes the fact that it's going to be unpredictable. Something else could happen. Well, dear Lord, we do know that sometimes life can be boring, but we want to do what your word says. Whatever we find to do, we need to do it with all our might. And we trust you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.